Echo and I have scoured through Imperial and Republic files, but intel about the Advanced Science Division is limited.
The progress we are making in the field of cloning is of great importance to the Emperor. Once we fully unlock the secrets previously known only to the Kaminoans, we will ensure an enlightened society through their advanced technology and molecular alteration.
And these clones have agreed to your experimentation?
They are Imperial property. Their cooperation is not required.
Sacrifices have to be made for the greater good.
This is going to be a problem.
The Empire thanks you for your assistance. Our business is done. Leave.
Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests. What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver.
Perhaps now you will reconsider working on the Emperor's project.
What he seeks is not possible.
Make it possible.
There is no time, Wrecker. Man 99. When have we ever followed orders?
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi.
Hello there.
The highest levels are involved in the conspiracy.
Nancy Pelosi is Emperor Palpatine.
We must be the great arsenal of democracy.
I love democracy.
All who gain power are afraid to lose it.
Fear will keep the local systems in line.
Truths we cling to depend greatly on our own point of view.
Welcome to the Conspiracy and the Force podcast. Star Wars, conspiracies, and more. With your host, me, Conspiracy Kyle.
Rebellion built on hope.
For God commanded the light to shine out of darkness,
As long as there's light, we got a chance.
This is what Luke says before he goes to the toilet.
This is Red 5, I'm going in.
Good morning, Sunday morning.
Welcome back to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. I'm your host, Conspiracy Kyle. Apologies on the podcast delays. I was working on this episode a few weeks ago leading up to Easter Sunday, and some things came up. I was getting ready to go on a family vacation, and I was also busy scratching my head about what the heck happened in the most recent Mandalorian episodes, which I'll be talking about soon. But anyways, here we are, finishing up The Bad Batch Season 2. Today we'll be discussing the two-part season finale, Episode 15, titled The Summit, in episode 16, titled Plan 99. Now honestly, I've been enjoying this show a lot more than even the current season of The Mandalorian, to be honest. These episodes discussed a lot of important themes that we'll talk about in a biblical context, like betrayal, sacrifices, in both a godly and ungodly connotation, and forgiveness. But before we get to these biblical themes, there were a few straightforward conspiratorial items that we'd like to discuss at the outset here. We see in these episodes a shadow council of Imperials. This meeting, dubbed the Summit, brought together some of the leaders of the Empire's off-the-record black-budget projects, such as Stardust, aka the Death Star Research Program, and the Advanced Science Division, which was headed by Dr. Hemlock to achieve, as he called it, an enlightened society. It reeked of World Economic Forum Davos vibes, albeit with a more subdued audience, but the idea being the same. This small group was putting forth initiatives that would have massive impacts on the rest of the galaxy. Here's a quote emphasizing that very point.
Where allegiances were once divided, we must establish a comprehensive strategy for galactic unification to deter dissent and rampant self-interest.
And regarding the cloning operations, here's an interesting quote from Tarkin about the necessity to retrofit the old clones for new purposes.
I served with the clones for many years. They're cunning warriors, loyal to the end. Are we all willing to just dismiss them out of hand?
I also served with the clones and found them, at times, to be very unpredictable. Under Jedi leadership, they adopted a concerning level of individuality.
Now, it strikes me as very interesting that these clones had developed personalities, while the human stormtroopers that we see in the films are very vanilla and one-note servants to the Empire. They are even more programmed than the actual programming of the clones, if that's possible. The last conspiracy note, which is a somewhat comical one to me, is in regards to the timing of Hemlock's research. It's apparent that the cloning technology is somehow going to be shoehorned into Palpatine returning as a clone many years later, a goal which Tarkin himself may or may not be privy to. But regardless, Tarkin presses Hemlock on the status of his efforts, and Hemlock's response is ironic.
And how long will that take? The funding you have requested, Hemlock, is quite substantial.
Science is not something you rush.
How interesting. It seems as if science was rushed in recent years to profit billion-dollar vaccine manufacturers, but that's none of my business. Now on to the biblical themes of betrayal, sacrifice, and forgiveness. In the final episode, Plan 99, the crew had just returned to Ord Mantell and to Sid, who had been providing them with jobs during their time on the run from the Empire. However, Sid has been planning to betray them. A few episodes ago, the crew decided to stay away from Sid, as she didn't seem to have their best interests in mind. She sent them a message that she was losing money and was frustrated. Sure enough, in this episode, she signals the Empire to come and capture them.
You know, I tried to look out for you boys, but you got too much heat on you, and you brought it here to my place of business. I had to make the best of a bad situation.
For her efforts, she is thrown a sack of money by the Imperials and told to get out. And she left with her head hung low, obviously showing regret for the selfish decision she had made. Now in the New Testament, Matthew discusses one of the most well-known betrayers of all time. Now this takes place after Jesus had come into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday riding a donkey. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, "What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you?" And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Now, as the passage goes on, Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples, and Judas departed to go tell the priests where Jesus was, and they eventually meet him and arrest him. After this happens, Judas is wrecked with remorse. Matthew chapters 27, verses 3 through 5 state the following. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned, in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See thou to that." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. Now it remains to be seen what will happen with Sid. Now discussing the theme of sacrifice, we did see the character Tech make a noble sacrifice in the final episode to allow his friends to escape from Tarkin's mountain stronghold. Here's a clip of in the aftermath as they discussed what he did for them.
He didn't let us save him.
He knew we were out of time. Tech put the squad ahead of himself.
Now in John chapter 15, Jesus is discussing the idea of true friendship with his disciples, as he views them as friends and not servants. In doing so, he also relays how friends should act towards one another, by loving one another, and even being willing to make an ultimate sacrifice. chapter 15, verse 13 states, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Tech did so to allow his friends to carry on their missions and hopefully have a better life by choosing a different path than constant fighting and turmoil. This is a sharp contrast to Christ's sacrifice, which is meant for all of us who had sinned to attain life and life eternal. Now, while Tech's sacrifice was noble, we see Tarkin make a dishonorable sacrifice in this episode. As the Bad Batch crew were stuck on a railway car with Imperial troops all around them, Tarkin called in an airstrike to take out the Batch.
"Send in air support to shoot them down."
"But, sir, our own troops are trapped on the rail line. They could get caught in the crossfire."
"I am aware. Do it."
So while this doesn't necessarily fit the narrative of false flag events, which we've talked about many times in the past, it still shows that the elites in the government are willing to sacrifice their own people to accomplish objectives, with no regard for their lives. It also aligns with the useful idiot narrative, as those who signed up to become stormtroopers believe that they're doing the right thing. But their government overlords will not craft any type of plans to protect their lives to honor their service. Finally, let's talk about forgiveness, a virtue sorely missing in our world today. Before we get into the context of forgiveness in this episode, let's discuss the history of forgiveness in the Bible. In the Old Testament, the physical act of animal sacrifice was done to atone for the sins of the people of Israel. In fact, most, if not all, Old Testament references to forgiveness, other than rules-based sacrificial rules, relate to the pleas of the people to God for His forgiveness, as the people constantly strayed from God. Now, in the New Testament, Jesus brings forth new commandments regarding forgiveness and how we should forgive other people. Here's Matthew chapter 6, verses 12, 14, and 15. "Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive men not their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So you can see how this intersects with the Old Testament. God has been faithful to forgive the people, so likewise, we should be forgiving to others. A few chapters later, a disciple comes to Jesus seeking an exact answer regarding forgiveness. This is from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee unto seven times, but until 70 times seven." So basically, Jesus is saying to always forgive, regardless of the number of offenses against you. Now back in the Bad Batch, the character of Crosshair has tried to kill and turn in the rest of his crew several times throughout season 1. But here in season 2, the crew is working on a dangerous rescue of him from a secret Imperial stronghold, a difficult task. And a discussion is brought up about why they should risk their necks for this turncoat.
"If we do a covert infiltration, we can plant a homing beacon on Hemlock's ship and track him to his base."
"And to Crosshair."
"We have not always agreed with Crosshair, but he is still our brother. We do not leave our own behind."
"If there's a chance to get him back, we have to take it."
"Definitely."
"Well then, let's get started."
The crew realizes this dangerous predicament they're walking into, but they do it with confidence and with the belief, like Luke had about Vader, that there is still some good in Crosshair. Likewise, in our own lives, while we are all still breathing, there is a chance to turn from service to Satan to service to God. Many don't realize it, but belief in yourself fully and not God to accomplish things can be just as wicked as the outright wicked Satan worshiping that goes on in Hollywood, those celebrities that put their beliefs on full display. The Bible states that the heart is wicked and deceitful above all else, and it's not to be trusted. And the heart is not to be followed, as so many pop songs will tell you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. And this wraps up Season 2 of The Bad Batch. Now, I really enjoyed this show, as it ties pretty well into the overall mythology of the Star Wars story, specifically in terms of the ramp-up of the Empire after the prequels. Now, I would argue that it's even more concise and has a more solid direction than The Mandalorian as of right now. Until next time, this is Conspiracy Kyle, signing off. I'll be back soon with podcasts on the final three episodes of Mandalorian Season 3 soon, including, of course, the awful, awful Chapter 22, a podcast which I'm gritting my teeth and working through at the moment against my better judgment. So pray for me. May the Force be with you, and God bless. God bless. God bless.